We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Bart Winkler Show. We are juggling a lot here today. I was once told there is a lull in Wisconsin sports. Au contraire, mon frère. I hang up on that a lot, even though the guy who said that to me, I've blocked him. I don't know. I should probably just, if I blocked him, I should probably get over it. But I do think about that a lot, especially when there's a lot going on, and there is. You've got, I like this tweet. Obviously, the Packers won, so we'll talk more about the Packers coming up. Tim Shea, it's a Tim Shea Tuesday. We'll talk to Timmy about all of this and more. But I did want to mention the Jackson Churio signing again because he was officially unveiled at the winter meetings in Nashville. So we didn't even get to see him here in Milwaukee. Although we did. He was at the Bucks game. This is like when it's neat because he's like, oh, people recognize me. This is crazy. And in like 10 years, if all goes according to plan, we're really mapping things out here. 10 years of Jordan Love. Now we're going to get 10 years of Jackson Churio. 10 more years of Giannis. We're all set, aren't we? You know how that always happens. But there was somebody that tweeted me. Aaron tweeted me, I'm happy for Churio and the Brewers, but I have a feeling this deal is to distract us from the rebuild. Just like a certain canine was used for the same purpose not that long ago. I did think of this the other day. There does seem to be like a really bad thing has happened. Quick, let's pivot to a new thing. But it's just like, a TV show, the season finale, Ryan Braun, PEDs, not going to be there next year. You got to introduce new characters. You introduce one of several Hank the Dogs. Council, he leaves, shocking exit. You got to introduce the new cast. Jackson Churio is part of that. So, yeah, I think that I'm excited for it. I'm excited for Churio to be here. If anything, the distracting part is Wade Miley, who also re-signed or signed with the Brewers. Wade Miley's getting a decent chunk of change, $7 million with a mutual option for next year or the year after that. When I say next year, I mean 25. So 24, $7 million for Wade. So Wade will be making $1 million less than Craig Counsell. I would still wager Wade is going to affect more wins and losses than Craig Counsell. But then a mutual option in 25 for $12 million, which will not get picked up unless he's like a Cy Young. $1.5 million buyout. So what that means is he's going to get $7 million, and then the next year he'll either get $12 from us or we'll say, here you go, $1.5. So that's pretty nice for him. I like these buyouts. It's like, if you're not going to give me money, then still give me a little money. Again, real jobs are not sports. This kind of, unless I'm just in the wrong business, when does this kind of thing ever happen? I don't know. Crazy stuff. Got a couple of voicemails to play before Tim joins us. We'll talk Badgers with Tim. The Marquette game over the weekend. This is the show I always liked on the radio. I always liked the Tuesday show because on Monday, it's like all Packers, baby. So much to cover. Everyone wants to talk about it. And then on Tuesday, you still have so much meat on the bone, like so much to talk about. What happened in hoops? What happened with the Bucks? What happened in the rest of the league? What happened? Is there anything baseball? What happened? You know, and then by Wednesday, then you're just like, fucked. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'll do a power rankings. But Monday and Tuesday, I always really enjoyed doing. All right. Got a couple of voicemails. I'll play one here from Brick from West Dallas. Brick calling in on a victory Monday. So we'll hear his call. All calls thanks to our friends at Carl's Place. carlovt.com/Bart. That's the voicemail line. You can check out their golf simulators and much, much more. It's not just the golf simulator that you can get. It's all the accessories. It's the mats. It's the video equipment if you really want to go. Like, if you just want, all right, I want a decent setup where I can hit a golf club in my basement or rec room or garage, they've got that for you. But if you really want to, like, improve and focus on your game or impress your buddies, like, they've got everything you need. So they've got all the stuff if that's what you're looking for. Check it out, carlovet.com/Bart. Here's Brick on a victory Monday.
Happy victory Monday, Bart. Brick left Dallas. Another call, another victory Monday. Got to keep it going. Awesome game. So much fun to see. That felt just all around like one of the more fun games I watched in a while. It was, Packers went up quick, big early, or not big, but went up early. Chiefs battled back. Packers responded. Chiefs came back again. Packers responded. It was back and forth. And then obviously the last like 90 seconds of the game were just an absolute shit show. But that's all anyone's going to talk about in the national media was how the Chiefs got screwed on the bad calls, yada, yada, yada. Not that they had two straight trips to the red zone and only came out with 6 points. Or that Mahomes threw an interception. Or none of that's going to matter. Only that one call that determined the entire game. So, on that note, I will just say, we'll call it a wash because you have that play, the no PI call. But you had the late hit out of bounds. You had the stopped clock when the guy was trying to go out of bounds. And then they stopped the clock again because they ruled it a fumble instead of being down by contact. So that's like 45, 50 seconds and two downs. So we'll call it a wash at the end of the day. Other than that, I mean, I don't have a ton to say other than I'm proud to see the growth of Matt LaFleur as a play caller. I think he finally unhooked the plow from Jordan Love and trusted him to make decisions and make plays and trust him to make mistakes and not let that ruin him. I know that's a big concern with young quarterbacks is compounding mistakes. To quote a severely underrated movie, The Replacement, like Quicksand. One thing goes wrong, then another thing goes wrong, and you just can't fight it, can't get out of it. It doesn't seem to be the case with Jordan Love. He seems to be able to bounce back. A.J. Dillon, I know we hated him at the beginning of the year. Still don't think he's the guy. Still think it was a hell of a reach in the D word. But he's playing really well. He's doing what the Packers need him to do, which is just eat up yards on first and second down and put us into third and manageable. Otherwise, I love that game. I'm excited. I hit the push on my season win for the Packers. I had him at 6. So no matter what happens, I'm not losing money there. Today's a great day, even though I'm tired as hell because I got sick kids at home. But that none of that matters right now because it's a victory Monday over the Kansas City Chiefs. Only saw Taylor Swift once on the broadcast, which is great. So sad we didn't see Simone Biles. Kind of wanted to see her at least once or twice. That would have been cool. But I'm done rambling now. Have a great day, the day you deserve, everybody, except for Craig Counsell. Go fuck yourself.
Never gets old. Still, we saw Simone, but we didn't see her in like a box. And I don't even know where she sits. Every time I see her, she's like on the field. Have they ever shown her in a box? Maybe. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I was on Channel 12 on Monday morning. And, you know, Channel 12's audience, I don't want to. There was somebody, there were people in Milwaukee media tweeting about how Jonathan Owens was going to be the one to cover Travis Kelce. And that's Simone Biles' husband covering Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And I thought, God, goodness, Milwaukee media, what is your deal? Who cares? And then, of course, guess what I said on Channel 12? I said,
there was some questions about a Hal Berry. And it was actually, it's pretty funny. The guy who pushed him was Simone Biles' husband. And he pushed Travis Kelce's boyfriend. So not only did I make fun of, in my own head, what some were doing, then made fun of it to other people, then made fun of it publicly, and then I just flat out did it. So this is a premiere call from Tony in Texas. I really enjoy this. Tonight is the in-season tournament. Remember, we'll have a live after Bucks and the Knicks. In-season tournament games on Monday. We'll see what kind of atmosphere the Pfizer Forum crowd brings as the Bucks play the Knicks, 6:30-ish, the tip. And if they win, they play Thursday. If they don't, they play Friday, I believe. Thursday would be the tournament, Friday, just some old random game. But Tony in Texas called over the weekend about the Bucks. Everything still holds true. They won the other night, obviously, on Saturday. A game that was like, oh boy, are you going to lose this game too? And then they won against Atlanta. But here is here's Tony on the state of the Bucks. Tony feels like something that he once was saying is now a popular thing. And I don't know that there's any way to refute that he's wrong. Just like me and my Blackout Wednesday take, that I invented Blackout Wednesday. I've still never seen anyone talk about it prior to 2003. I've seen no record of it. And I feel like I invented it. I want to be proven wrong. I don't want to really walk around the rest of my life thinking that I invented the name of the drinking day before Thanksgiving. But right now I do. I'd love to find proof. Here's Tony.
Hey, Bart. Tony from Texas here. Just want to talk about the state of our Milwaukee Bucks. You know, I've seen it on Twitter, or AKA X, and on the national radio shows and the TV shows like Charles Barkley, Inside the NBA and such. You know, Bucks are being called low IQ, not a smart team. And you know what? I think I might have been the first person that ever said that, at least on a radio show. And looks like it's starting to gain a lot of steam nationally. And I'm not saying I'm validated. I don't want to be right, even though I am a highly successful AAU coach on and off the court. But not only are the Bucks low IQ, they're lazy now. Before, at least they played hard, but now they're lazy. They're treating these games like a glorified scrimmage. Hey, let's spot the other team 15 points and see if we can come back. Let me break this down for you right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo makes about $60 million a year. Can you imagine $60 million a year? I broke it down. If he has 100 games in that year, which he might not play 100, he may or may not, that's about $600,000 a game. I think that math is right. $600,000 a game. This is like going to see maybe like a Taylor Swift or a U2, Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, maybe your Def Cab for Cutie, maybe Post Malone, whatever your band is, your musical interests, or some stupid country act. Can you imagine going to one of those musical acts and then they half-ass it, the lead singer doesn't care, they're not trying? I need more. I need more effort. I need more energy for my dollar, for my attention. I got the NBA League Pass. I'm not even watching these games live half the time. It's so bad, Bart. I'm just watching Christmas Hallmark movies. And on a side note, that Lacey Chabert from Mean Girls and Party of Five, Bart, has held up very well. Highly recommend watching a Hallmark movie. So, you know what? It's just hard to watch the Bucks right now. But Coach Griffin, I don't want you fired, my man. You got the job. You somehow swindled an interview. You know, fake it till you make it. You got the job. Fix your house. Your foundation is very shaky. Very shaky right now. The Bucks were built on hard work, and they were entertaining, and I'm not getting either of that right now. To quote Eric the Actor, Bart, goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now. Not sure when we'll hear from Tony in Texas again. Hopefully soon. But yeah, I'm not – okay. Griff – now, if Griff does not deliver us an in-season tournament title, then maybe – maybe I will start banging the drum for a firing because I want championships. So maybe I'll come around.
Omaha Steaks. I was playing around with this. OmahaSteaks.com. When you go to the website, and this is a great Christmas idea, OmahaSteaks.com, you type in Bart. Like, there's a search bar on top. You type in Bart. The Bart Winkler podcast comes up, and the deal comes up. The deal is with the podcast. It's a package that's 51% off. It's $99.99. You get four butcher's cut top sirloins, four boneless pork chops, four of the gourmet jumbo franks, the potatoes, the apple tartlets, the seasoning, and then they throw in another four burgers. And you get all that, and that's the Bart Winkler podcast package. All right. If there's anything else you want to add to that, or if there's any other package that you see on there or want to put together, then at checkout, put in the code BART. And if your order is $149 or more, you'll get $30 off. So you can search my name and the podcast package will come up. You can also build everything on your own, put BART in at checkout, and you'll get the $30 off. So happy to be working with Omaha Steaks to give either good presents for Christmas time or feed you at Christmas time, and certainly great stuff there. Tim Shea Tuesdays, we'll cover a little bit of everything with the man himself, Tim Shea, on the Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bart Winkler Show, it's a Tim Shea Tuesday. That's how I got to brand it now, because I never see you anymore, man.
I kind of like it, though. I kind of like it that I have my own day.
Nah, I liked it better when you were there every day.
Lots to talk about.
You were up last night. You were up Sunday night?
Sunday night, yes.
Did you get any sleep?
I did. I got a couple hours. So my plan was to sleep all day pretty much Sunday, because I was up Saturday because I went to the Badger game and went out and blah, blah, blah. So I stayed up as late as I
could. You had another vacation?
This was just a trip and back, so whatever you want to call that. So the plan was to stay up as long as I could and then sleep or try to sleep most of the day Sunday.
Did it work?
It kind of did, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, so, let me start. Okay, let's start with the Badger basketball team.
Perfect.
Give me some shakeaways.
Oh, I don't even know where to start with them.
I mean,
pretty much I went into this season thinking, what's going to be different about this team? Because it's the same starting five that are back. They added AJ Storrs from St. John's. So he starts, but pretty much everyone's back. But so far, so good. And they beat Marquette again. Great. Like
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row. So
are you one of these Badger fans that pretends it's not a big deal?
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's just it's not as big as Marquette makes it.
I think it is, though.
But it's still a big deal. It is.
I don't know. I think it is.
It will become a bigger deal if the amount of Marquette fans keep coming into the Kohl Center like they did on Saturday. I'll tell you that.
Well, I was, you know, the discourse is the same after every game every year, and it's annoying. Mm-hmm. If Marquette loses, yes, they clown Badger fans for, oh, I thought you didn't care about this. If they win, they get very cocky, and then if Wisconsin wins, we shit on them for not having a, or no, if Wisconsin wins, we say get away here, little mosquito. And then if Wisconsin loses, it's all like, well, you don't have a football team, fuck you. It's just the same stuff every season.
This is on the Dan Cheney stream. Are people going to be able to see this or no? Not this time.
Tim, our conversations are always available on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Yeah, you got to get rid of your background.
I got to get rid of the background if I'm going to.
This is StreamYard 101. Why don't you just tell me what the picture is?
I can't. You know, I am sorry. I can't. I apologize. So
show me the picture. It's Bucky patting the head of a tiny golden eagle. It's your phone background?
Yeah. No. It's just a picture.
Okay. But you have it on your phone?
They handed this out to everybody at the game.
Oh, and we're still pretending like it's not a big deal?
Pretty much.
Wisconsin and Marquette is a rivalry. Sorry, everyone who doesn't want to admit it. And I was not, I had a tweet about Marquette fans and everyone's tagging Nathan Marzion. If I wanted to call out Nathan, I would call him out. Okay. I would tweet at him directly. Okay. Part of the Green and Growing podcast, Odyssey Network. That's not what I was doing. It's all Marquette fans. It's all Badger fans. Look, Badger fans are the same way. Every year we react the exact same to this game. It's so dumb. It's like one year, just act differently. Or just watch the game. Watch the game, know you have a rival, and then shake each other's hand, you know? I don't know. This is our only really in-state thing.
Are you upset with the court storming?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was trying to talk to Evan Flood about that, and he was being all weird. What's his deal?
I don't know.
Court storming, first of all, court storming is not what we think it is. Court storming used to be like only in the, you know, wildest scenarios are you given the privilege to storm a court. Court storm, it's if you're at the game and there's a reason to be on the court or field, then of course you're going to take advantage of that. Who cares?
I didn't think they were going to do it at first.
I mean, if Packer fans want to do it against the Chiefs, I got no problem.
Yeah, why didn't we storm the field on Sunday night?
Let's bring it to the NFL.
I mean, hell, back in the 80s, they used to do it all the time at baseball games.
Yeah, I got no problem with it at all whatsoever. I mean, I just don't see why it's a big deal. I don't see why that has to be a protected thing. If you got an opportunity to be on the field, of course, harmless at the end of a game, what's the big deal? I just don't see what the big deal is at all. This is a different thing, Tim, because we don't have, other than Green Bay beating my Milwaukee Panthers, not great.
Yeah, your Panthers aren't looking too hot right now.
They are struggling. We don't, like, this is the only in-state thing we have. A lot of people have Cubs versus White Sox, or, you know, even Michigan versus Michigan State. This one basketball game is really, unless you want to go down to the WEAC and talk about some matchups there, this is like the big in-state rivalry. And again, it's another thing where I don't think we know how to act. I don't think we know how to properly act. And there's a lot of people, and I know that both sides hate this, there's a lot of people that root for both teams.
Oh my God. I saw three or four people with like a Marquette hat and a Badger shirt or Badger hat.
They're totally different. They play once a year at the beginning of the year when it doesn't like matter. I mean, sure, Wisconsin might be able to say, hey, that was a nice win, get us in the tournament.
Do you think this would be a bigger rivalry if they played it? Not bigger rivalry, but bigger. Maybe people would take it a little more serious if the game was played in the middle of February.
I think people would take it more serious if they're in the same conference.
Well, yeah.
Or if there was football. You know, this is men's basketball in December.
Yeah.
a lot of times it's just like, who cares? I mean, again, I know it's a big deal for a lot of people, but in terms of, it's not to the point where it needs to. If Marquette, Wisconsin is the biggest game of the year for you, I just don't live in that world.
Being a Badger fan, and I'm not saying this just to be like, Marquette's not a rival, but it's the game against Michigan State and the game against Iowa that are bigger in my eyes.
For basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Marquette's got their rivalries too. I think the big thing about this is we each side pretends it's not as big, and the other team's more invested in it than they are, but that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Badgers tweeting out our state, you know, it's a big deal. And why wouldn't it be? And it, you know, they're fighting for the same recruits. I don't know. Neither of them get them, but
I know. They all go to Duke or North Carolina. Or somewhere else. We just get all Minnesota's guys. So
while I'm on the topic of college, I am furious about what happened with Florida State.
Don't get me started.
But I'm furious about the reaction. There's way too many people who like are celebrating what is going on. Here's a tweet I got. I'd rather screw a small group of kids than screw 29 million fans who don't want to watch a second string QB. Everybody. So the main sentiment with people that are anti Florida State isn't Alabama's more deserving. It's not Texas is more deserving. It's I don't want to watch them. And I find that so repulsive. Like if that's the way you're going to feel, you better be locked into the Alabama Michigan game and the other one too. You better sit down on New Year's Day and watch these games start to finish, knock it up, not take a nap with your pizza crumb body, you know, on your couch. You better be invested in every minute. No putting the kids to bed. No going outside. No making a sandwich. You need to have your eyes locked in because this is what you wanted. You wanted this entertainment. You wanted this. It is just so insane to me that Florida State can't get in. And I understand like their quarterback. I understand that the quarterback's hurt. The quarterback, Jordan Travis, is tweeting that he wishes he broke his leg sooner. I mean, this is where we're at with this college, and it's all going to go away. So I think the committee did probably think, you know, they're going to be mad at us, but let's just put Alabama in there and then it'll all be solved next year. It'll never happen again. So we'll duck it and run. I think the ESPN broadcast, if you saw any of that, was insane. Kirk Herbstreit is a great broadcaster. On that show, he's always a menace. Joey Galloway and Reese Davis and Greg McElroy with his Alabama Crimson pocket square were teaming up on Booger McFarland. It was unbelievable. Like, then Joey Galloway got all bent out of shape that, well, it's not we, it's not ESPN that wants this. Okay, clearly it is because you're so defensive about it. It's ESPN. College football is very easy to explain right now. Fox runs the Big Ten. ESPN runs the SEC. Everything else is fighting for scraps. And because of that, the Pac-12 is dead. Could you – every time I would go through what I think the scenario should be, I went like this, Tim. I look at the conference champions. I go, who's undefeated? Florida State, Michigan, Washington, you're in. Then I say, who's number one again? Oh, Georgia. Didn't they just lose to Alabama? Well, then they're in. Oh, wait, they lost to Texas, and they won there. So they're in. So it's very simple to me. Michigan, Washington, Florida State, Texas. Those are the teams that should be in. And then the initial response is, that means no SEC. Who fucking cares? You never thought that when there was no Big Ten. You never were like, no ACC. You never were like, no Pac-12. And it's so ridiculous to me because this is a four-team playoff that the five power conferences agreed to. Everyone's been left out multiple times except for the SEC, and they won't let it happen. So I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed.
Here's something that no one has brought up that I haven't heard. Didn't this happen to Ohio State a couple years ago where they had two quarterbacks out and still made the playoff?
Yes, but who was that? Cardale Jones?
Yes, he didn't want to
kick the shit out of us.
Yes, Yes.
So I don't know if Florida State would have won 59 to nothing against Louisville. I still don't think it changes. Mm. I still think the SEC part of this really, really was a factor here. This is an ESPN TV product. And thank God next year there's going to be
starting next year though.
No, well, thank God next year there's going to be like ways to qualify.
Yes.
Right now it's just whatever a bunch of needle dicks think. I'm really upset. I'm really upset. I've been upset all weekend. I'm upset. Explain it to someone. Explain it to someone how they're not in. How they did everything asked of them. How they're not in.
13-0.
13-0, and they're not in.
And a conference champion.
And, well, they have a backup quarterback. They've won three games with backup quarterbacks. They won a conference championship game with a third-string quarterback. Shouldn't that be celebrated rather than dismissed? Oh, I don't want to watch him. Well, fuck off. I mean, honestly, there's no better answer than fuck off. Because you think you're so goddamn important that the college football playoff should be about maximizing the best matchup so you can have the best game. You're going to watch 9,000 college football games in your life. So what? You have to watch Florida State as a 15-point underdog. I watched Washington as a 10-point underdog on Friday night. They seemed pretty fine to me. Mm-hmm. Like, geez, man. I watched the Packers as a 6-point underdog. Mm-hmm. Should they not have played? So it's just, if you're an underdog, it doesn't count.
I don't like it. I agree with you. I agree with everything that you've said.
Well, I'm so upset at how many people don't.
I know.
I think I'm more upset about how many people, like, they think they deserve.
Correct.
The greatest game correct. Ever. They think they deserve.
I agree.
These college football playoff games have never been good.
Yeah.
So who am I rooting for now? Who am I rooting for to say fuck the committee? I guess Michigan. And I don't even know. Like I don't want Florida State to win now against Georgia in a meaningless game because then it's like, then they really have something to bitch about. I started rooting for them to lose on Saturday against Louisville so that we didn't have this problem. I think it would have been better if they lost.
Let's just get a Michigan-Washington final because that will severely hurt the ratings.
No way. Everyone wants to see Harbaugh, man.
Michigan, Texas.
What, you want Alabama, Texas?
No, anybody but Alabama. Pretty much, I'll take any of the three teams, any of those three teams, the top three.
Do you have any thoughts on? Do you have any thoughts on Badgers versus LSU?
I'm surprised the Badgers got the bowl game they did on New Year's Day. To have a game on New Year's Day is kind of, I think, still kind of an honor, don't you? Or doesn't matter anymore, I guess.
I don't know, Tim.
You're going to be playing one. You're playing one of the like front runners for the Heisman, too.
Yeah, assuming he plays, but yeah.
I would assume he plays.
Well, Braylon Allen, your boy's not
playing. Braylon Allen's not playing, no. Yeah. I mean, great. We're playing New Year's Day against LSU early. Whatever.
I don't like that the bowl games are so far away.
Well, I mean, they could have played in, like, Nashville.
But then, hey, you got a month to prepare if you're Florida State. I'm still so pissed about Florida State. I'm so pissed. I mean, I'm championed for UCF and Cincinnati and Boise State and TCU, but this is bullshit.
Should Florida State practice this entire time and then boycott the game?
Yes.
Use their practice time.
They should not play in that game, yeah. I agree.
They'll play.
Nobody wants to play anyway. Nobody wants them to play.
I know.
Nobody wants to watch them play. Why should they play? They have a backup quarterback, ultimate sin. Nobody wants to play. And don't you think Jordan Travis should win the Heisman? He's clearly the best player because if he's the difference between being in the playoff undefeated or not, you're telling me he's the best player.
Yep.
What else do I need to cover with you?
Yep,
Jackson agreed. Churio.
He's a Brewer forever, I guess.
Is that you're not happy? Is that good?
Yeah. I mean, good for them. Good for them for doing what the Braves do. Now watch him do nothing. Watch him be a bust.
That's gonna be
the Brewer way.
Churio is 19. His deal is worth $142 million if all the options and escalators hit. Otherwise, it's 8 years guaranteed, $82 million, and then that's 2 years.
A lot of money for someone who hasn't played a single at bat in
major. Yeah, but baseball. It's more likely he's commanding $30 million in year five. I'm so happy they did this.
Yes, it is good that they did it, but just hope it doesn't burn them.
What are you drinking? Your water bottle?
Water.
I thought that was a Logan Paul Prime bottle at first.
No.
It's like, what the hell, man?
It's called Path Water.
Path Water?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Sold that Quick Trip.
Oh. Do you have one of those water bottles that like tells you where you're supposed to be at in the day, how much you're supposed to be drinking?
No.
Yeah. Me neither.
Do you?
No, I just
I have one of those that tells me how much liquor I should be drinking all day.
I need to do a dry December, I think.
Oh dear. We're only a month away from a dry January, so.
Yeah, but I can't do that. The football playoffs are on.
You're gonna watch them?
Well, pros.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pros. Speaking of, Packers have the 7th seed right now.
Let's not all get too excited because I can totally see them losing one of these games.
Why are you so negative? You see Jackson Churio sucking. You see the Packers sucking.
Because honestly, can't you honestly like just see them blowing a game against Tampa? If it's gonna happen, it's gonna be Tampa.
No, I think you're right. If it's going to happen, it's going to be the Giants. Beat us last year. Giants beat us last year in a game we should have won. And it basically, like, we're the reason Brian Daboll got all that.
They should play this game on Monday night in London, don't you think? A rematch?
Yeah, go back to London. Play it at 4 in the morning.
Nah. Packers. Just makes you want to go back to those couple of those games, Vegas, Pittsburgh, having the lead in Atlanta. Like, that's three games there. Turn those around. Ooh, you could be competing for the division. Now, I know those were different teams back then. That was a different Jordan Love. You need to still apologize to Matt LaFleur, by the way. I still
Matt LaFleur. There was a video with Matt LaFleur in the post-game locker room. And that's the Matt LaFleur I want. He was fired up.
So can you formally apologize right now for everybody?
I went on Channel 12 on Monday morning and said, sometimes people that cover sports don't want to admit they're wrong. I said, I might've been wrong to be too quick on Matt LaFleur. No, Matt LaFleur's never lost in December. So I'm done. I'm
16-0 now, I believe. Right.
And isn't that the better scenario when you act like Joe Barry too? Joe Barry, you want to know a stat on Joe Barry and the Packers defense? This is from the Aaron Nagler department. Okay. He says the Packers have not allowed more than 24 points in a game in 8 straight contests. Mm. Their longest single season streak since 2010.
And what happened that year?
They won the Super Bowl, Tim.
Thank you. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, but
no. Listen to this. Listen to this, LaFleur.
Total team win right there. Total team win. And you know what's scary? We start to believe. It's one game. And we got to continue to put in that work because that's why we got to where we got. You guys come to bust your ass every day.
All right. I mean, he's just so pumped up. He gives Jordan Love a game ball. He gives Nixon a game ball. And then he says, and you didn't punch back, which would have been devastating with Isaiah Pacheco sucker punching Nixon.
Yep.
It was He was great. LaFleur's been doing good. Joe Barry's been doing good. And I think, like, when I say I want a guy to be fired or I don't believe in him, isn't it better? It's much better. I'm not the kind of guy, like, who needs to be proven right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather take the L and take the, like,
you'd rather be proven wrong.
But I will take the shit. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. All these people, I'm retweeting all these people that were wrong about Jordan Love, and they're like, oh, well, you're wrong. I mean,
yeah.
You have a take, you're going to be wrong. I'm not gonna sit here and Pat McAfee it and be like, people are saying, I guess I was a little bit more. Pat, if you're wrong, you're wrong. It's fine. Kyle Brandt, you were wrong. Okay? Be wrong. Come on.
Hell, I was wrong.
You were wrong?
I was not a Jordan Love fan.
Well, I still hated the pick. I mean,
you still do? Do you still do?
When they made a pick, I said this will only be justified if they win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, we're 6-6 and we may have another quarterback. What did it cost us? We'll never know.
Hey, I like your quote tweet to those Bears announcer, the 670 The Score.
Oh, I asked if they want me back on.
Yeah, yes. That was good.
Well, they were shitting on Jordan Love.
I know.
I think Bears fans are the most, like, I think Vikings fans look at, like, oh, Jordan Love might be good. Damn. The Lions are like, oh, man, again. And the Bears fans are like dying, literally dying.
Can we look ahead? Can we get the crystal ball out real quick?
Yeah.
And if we make the playoffs?
Well,
do you care? Do you care who we play? Like, because there are teams. There's two teams out there that I think we can win in the first round if we are the 7 seed.
Who?
Eagles and Lions. I think we can beat them. I don't think we'd stand a chance against the 49ers.
I did not like that game. I thought the Eagles were a lot better than them. The Niners. I still think there's a Cinderella midnight situation there. I cannot fully buy into them. I just can't do it.
Also, wouldn't mind playing Dallas, but I don't think
they'd have to win the East.
Yeah, they'd have to win.
Which the East. They got the Philly. They got Philadelphia coming up. Yeah,
they have the Philly special coming up.
Well, what I said on the post game the other night was, if they get to the playoffs, I'm just going to be happy they're there, happy they're growing. Happy that they're going to get that experience, and we're going to go into a playoffs. All these other playoffs we've gone into, it's like, we have to win. We have to win. We can't lose. This is going to be without the pressure.
House money, playing with house money.
I think so. Now, will we react during, like,
yes,
we will. I saw it on Sunday night. Packer fans during that first half, you're over the moon about what's happening. You're like, oh my God, they're playing the Chiefs. They're all playing them. This is great. And then as soon as the Chiefs made it 14-12, a lot of people are saying, good game, we suck, it's over, Mahomes, like, God damn, you know, it's like, we will go through that. We will get to the playoffs, and we'll be very sad if they lose. And we'll, you know, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. I think it's I'm telling my future self, if they get to the playoffs and lose the first game, it's going to be okay.
It will be.
But fine. Then when we get to the playoffs – and we lose, I just don't think, like, however we lose, I don't know that you can stack it up with any of these other losses. Now we have to get there, because yes. Now with our schedule being the Giants, the Panthers, the Buccaneers, the Bears, and the Vikings, now if you just beat Detroit and Kansas City and somehow don't get to the playoffs, that's a lot worse to me than getting to the playoffs and losing, because our schedules, these teams are terrible.
Sorry, I'm looking up the Detroit Lions schedule just to peek and see what they have.
No, they're 3 games ahead of us.
So you're saying I shouldn't do that?
They're 3 games ahead of us.
They are at Chicago, Denver Broncos, at Minnesota, at Dallas, Minnesota.
They would have to lose 3.
3. Let me go through this one more time. At the Bears, Denver at home, at Minnesota, at Dallas, Minnesota at home.
They'd have to lose 3 and we'd have to win out.
Never know.
Are you going to sign up for my Splash Sports Bowl Pick'em?
Yeah.
Are you aware about my Splash Sports Bowl Pick'em?
No, do explain.
So I'm doing a bowl pick'em.
Confidence?
No, it's just straight pick. It starts on the 16th, so you got to get in by then. Splashsports.com/Winkler. Every game is 1 point. The semifinals are 2 points. The finals, 4 points. So that's going to mean you have to come back and enter your final prediction at some
point. Gotcha. I was going to say, how do you do the finals, the two?
I think. I don't know. They didn't. Well, let me look. Let me see if they loaded them yet. I'm just trying to get people to sign up.
At this. How much?
We're going $20.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We are going $20. Speaking of Splash Sports, we've got 4 people left in the Survivor. Is that your mom calling? HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Bart. I'll send you to that website as well. HappyPlaceHemp.com. 25% off each and every order. These are the gummies and the tinctures and the lip balm and all this stuff that you can get at a discount. It's CBD gummies, CBD, CBN gummies. You can get those. You can get the Delta 8s, Delta 9. They do have THC in them. So you can get those. It's legal to get them in Wisconsin. They'll send them to you anywhere inside the state or out. They will send it to you free shipping. Earlier this year, they were able to cut the cost and still pass the savings on to you because they're still doing the 25% off. So 25% off. The best thing to do, I think, is to get a sampler pack and see, try them, see what you like, see how they work for you. And then you still can use the code the next time, happyplacehemp.com. You can use the code the next time as well. So happyplacehemp.com, promo code is Bart, 25% off every order, happyplacehemp.com.
I will join your little pool, your little pool.
You will join my little
pool. I will join your big college pick'em pool. $20, you ain't messing around.
Well, it's like 3-4 weeks of
games, yeah. It makes you a little more invested.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it. Let me see. I'm trying to edit how I can do this here.
Do you think the Packers win out, or do you think they lose one more game?
I don't know. I don't think they'll win out. Right now, the server is not handling my request. So
okay, that's fine.
I can't give you more details.
You got time to figure it out.
I can't give you more Splash Sports details.
Quick, can we get your CBS schedule for the rest of the week?
So I did Monday night.
Yep.
Thursday night.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I do listen.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. I appreciate that. Well, have a good one. Oh, do we have, I need shakeaways on something.
From what? How about shake? I don't know.
Just 3 overall shakeaways? On anything sports.
On anything sports? Okay. Well, you know what? I'll do one with all 3 teams.
Okay.
We didn't even talk about the Bucks.
Shakeaway.
They have a big game tonight.
They do. And we will be live after the in-season tournament game against the Knicks. Is that your shakeaway, that you just the shakeaways of the schedule?
The schedule, just because it's not if you have if you're old school and have a printable or a schedule, it's not listed on the schedule. Listed. So
no, it's not on your magnet. No.
So shakeaway, AJ Dillon getting the bulk of the carries, obviously with Aaron Jones out. I think he had a good game. He was
4.1 yards a carry.
Yeah, he.
I wish he. He's got to. He's got to break one of these.
He will. If he doesn't get turned around on the goal line there, that's he has a touchdown.
Every carry looks like it's going to be a 45-yarder, and then it's always 3 yards.
Well, it's 3 yards, or he gets hit, and it's 3 yards, and then he gets another 3 yards for...
He's always like...
Yes.
He's always like reverse army crawling for that extra yard. All right, so A.J. Dillon, that's shakeaway one.
How about Patrick Mahomes throwing an interception to our favorite?
Mixon?
Yes. Come on. Didn't see that coming at all. And good for him for not playing the defender and actually going after the ball.
Yeah, very Rasul Douglas-like. A lot of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One more shakeaway.
Shakeaway three. Shame on the green. This was a green package game, right? That's what they call it. Wasn't a gold package. It's green package.
Oh, no crowd shaming.
No. There was too much red in there. I don't care if it was a Sunday night.
No.
I'm crowd shaming. Shame on them.
No, Tim.
What?
Red is a very... It pops. It looked like there were more people there than there were.
Okay.
A lot of the media people were tweeting, look how much red there is. And I'm like, I don't...
You didn't see it?
Red's going to stand out in a sea of green, dude.
I think you're colorblind.
I think my kid might be.
Uh-oh.
Well, just red-green he has a problem with. I also think he either has a hard time hearing or he's just an asshole. He'll always go, ha! Ha! I go, you heard me. I go, you know what I said. Ha, daddy, ha! Jesus.
Maybe get that checked out?
All right, well... Tim Shea Tuesdays.
I can't wait for next Tuesday already. And we're not even done with this one. But it was a good weekend. Good weekend overall.
Are you going to join me if the Bucks win on Tuesday? I can do a show. If they play on Thursday, I actually work that night. But if they play on Saturday in the NBA Cup, I will do a live stream.
We should go out there.
Vegas?
Do a live show from the Strip.
Well, Blue Wire has a studio out there I could use.
Oh, the remote studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll join you. I might join you later tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
For Wednesday, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all I have.
Tim Shea, ladies and gentlemen.
Got everything covered. Brewers. Somehow always get the Brewers in.
We covered the Brewers. We covered Badgers.
Packers.
We covered football. We covered Florida State. We mentioned the Bucks. We covered the Packers. What are we even missing? I mentioned Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah,
How about the Admirals?
I got nothing on them.
Thanks, Tim.
Go Brewers.
Thanks again to my good buddy, Team Shea. I got a couple more voicemails that I want to play before shows end. And they are from Tony in Texas and Brick in West Dallas. I'm finally catching up on some voicemails. The Tony you heard was actually a voicemail sent on Friday. This is a voicemail that he sent Monday morning. This is about the Packers. I referenced the video with LaFleur with Tim. Let me bring that up too, because somebody tagged me in a tweet that was out there. Zach Zacherson. What did Zach Zacherson say? He said something about very dumb people were making fun of Matt LaFleur at halftime of that first Lions game because he sounded emotional in the interview with that sideline reporter. He gives a shit. Yeah, no, so if I want emotional Matt LaFleur in the locker room like this, then I'm going to need emotional Matt LaFleur crying because they're losing. Hey, what can I want more Matt LaFleur? I want a guy who is guys respect. This is what I want to coach. A guy who is team respects, a guy who is smart with in-game decision-making, and a guy who I think in today's NFL puts his players in position to succeed. And right now, I think LaFleur is hitting all of that. So, yeah, at the beginning of the season, I was talking shit about LaFleur. I haven't been lately. And right now I have no reason to. And that's how things work. And, you know, there's a lot of people I was retweeting that were wrong about Jordan Love. And they said, ah, fuck, I was wrong. And now he's good. And then there's some guy who said Jordan Love will never win a game. And he goes, nope, you guys are wrong. And that doesn't make sense. When you're wrong about something, you're wrong about something. And we're in a business where we have defiant takes. I did not like what I was getting from Matt LaFleur in those first six games. And I said he should be fired. Now, the thing about that is, if I was actually running the Packers, I wouldn't have fired him. So if I actually was in that role, I wouldn't have fired him. I would have said, all right, just figure it out and see what happens. And then if it wasn't happening at the end of the year, that's why maybe, like I said, with Bucks fans, we shouldn't have takes until the fourth quarter. Maybe I have to attribute that for Packers. Maybe that's what I'll just do. I'll do one Packer show a year and one Buck show a year at the end of the season and just give the takes. Because otherwise, all of us say shit that's wrong. Otherwise, people come on here and get upset that we're not. I feel bad for railing, but the one show. I need an appearance from Q or Jake. You guys don't show up Sunday. Everybody's talking about you in the comments. You guys want them to lose. I need an appearance from you. So here's Tony on the Packers.
Hey, Bart, Tony from Texas. I'm just watching this Packer post-game celebration by the players in the locker room. Looks like one big frat house. The guys are going nuts. This would not have happened the last couple of years. This team is young. They are hungry, and they are trending in the right direction. Hey, I got to go back to that 2020 draft, and I know you and Horvat get beaten down by this. You've changed your tune. You've done a 180, but you guys were all over that 2020 pick. And you know what? Hashtag people don't forget. You hated the pick. You hated the Jordan Love selection, not because of Jordan Love, just you didn't think it was necessary. Well, I tell you what, that year, 2020, it motivated Aaron Rodgers to play two of his best seasons of his career. Yeah, they didn't get over the top, but it wasn't because of Jordan Love. They were motivated. They were good, and Aaron Rodgers played his best ball. When the time came, they had to move on. Jordan Love is ready. 3 years in, preparation. He's watched Rodgers. It is amazing the uncanniness that Rodgers has or Love has right now following Rodgers' footsteps, the throws, the footwork. And what I'm loving right now is the guy is stoic, his demeanor. He never changes his tune. He's steady Eddie. This guy, Jordan Love, I can't believe it. We might have literally another 10 to 12 years of high-end football play by our quarterback. That is amazing. That is amazing. And I cannot wait to see where this team goes. You know, they might not get far this year, but you know what? Like Giannis said, I just want hope. The Packers have hope. Not only do they have hope, they've got draft capital. They're going to have cap space. They got a young and hungry team. And they've got a leader. Say what you want about Matt LaFleur. He's got these guys playing at a high level, Bart. So look forward to talking to you soon. And, yeah, go Pack, go, bud.
Go Pack, go indeed. Yeah, right now you've got your top two picks from that draft contributing at a high level. Jordan Love is a great quarterback, it looks like, or at least a very good one. A.J. Dillon is being asked to carry the workload. And then after that, I don't have much more to say. I mean, John Runyon's on the team. Josiah DeGuara. Who is a bigger actual on-court impact? Josiah DeGuara to the Packers or Thanasis to the Bucks? Who actually makes a bigger impact on the court? Chew that one over. I do have one more from Brick in West Allis. How about this? Little wraparound coverage on the voicemails. We were talking about pregame shows last week. Here's Brick.
Hey, Bart, it's Brick again. I remember what I was going to say. Pregame shows, Fox is ridiculous. CBS is boring. I'm also of the mind that if you're going to be on TV and you have millions of eyeballs watching you,
you should say literally anything of value. I'm not saying you got to break down the all 22 for 3 hours, but there should be some tactical value inside. I love it when players are like, hey, in the locker room, after like you get your ass kicked in the first half, this is kind of generally what happens in the message is this or that. That's why those guys are on. They're not on TV because they're eloquent writers or speakers or performers on camera. So they played the freaking game and they know stuff that we don't know. Let us in on that information. That's why you're there. A big set, and this is probably, this might be my most controversial hot take I've ever had. But inside the NBA with Shaq and Chuck, and it's garbage. It is just trash.
What?
Charles Barkley can't say words without tripping over his own mouth like he's got a bunch of bubblegum in there. Shaq is never prepared, never has any idea what he's talking about. His go-to is just calling Charles Barkley fat and old, which gets super old, super quick. Kenny's not bad. At least he, like, is competent, knows what he's talking about. And Ernie, like, tries, does his best to keep the show on the rails. I think his name's Ernie.
I think his name's Ernie.
Shaq and Charles Barkley on the same panel. It just devolved into, like, just absolute just chaos. And I had more professional shows and better quality shows when I was at freaking Whitewater doing Warhawk Sports Wednesday as an
anchor. Oh, Brick. No. I think what you are thinking of is you saw an SNL skit on the show and you think that that's what the show is. Inside the NBA is hands down the best show. Their halftime, there's always like something smart that you learn from. They do have a good discussion. Sure, they don't know every single player in this league. Does anybody? I mean, these guys change jerseys every 6 weeks. So I don't know where Anfernee Simmons is. Is he even in the league? Where is Anfernee Simmons? He is still with Portland? Okay. All right, yeah. And it's Simons. So look at that. I suck. He won the slam dunk contest? Forgot about that. No, Inside the NBA is like, it's the one postgame show that you have to stick around for. It's like almost better than the game some night. Ah, massive. I'll take. Boo. NBC pregame show. I know that everyone's making fun of them because they all picked the Chiefs. Why are there 10 people on that show? Why did I have Jack Collinsworth standing in the cold with Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy? What were they there for? I think they do a post game on Peacock. Who watches that shit? Anyone? What are they doing? Waste of a plane ticket. Tuesday night, in-season tournament show. Get there. Don't forget about my friends at Tupelo Honey. 20% off. Extended through December. When you make a reservation, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Put Bart Winkler discount, Bart Winkler 20% off in the reservation notes. Or you can tell your server if you go there. Don't forget, they do have a Christmas brunch on Christmas Eve. They're closed Christmas Day, Christmas Eve brunch. And as I mentioned yesterday, kind of a 10 days of Christmassy thing. From the 15th to the 24th, you'll get a free appetizer or dessert with the Bart Winkler thing too, and the 20% off. So lots going on there. So get there, downtown Milwaukee. All right, you guys have a blessed day. I will see you after Bucks, Knicks. Go Pack, go.